Hi there, this is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 12th. As always, this podcast is sponsored by our friends at AmWager, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of the podcast. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. Many good features for the better and legal in many states. Check out AmWager.com. Going to start with the Tropical Turf Stakes, race 9 at Gulfstream Post, 3:45 Eastern. And heart-to-heart is the key here, whether you like him or not. He might win, he might not. He opens at 4-5, and I think we have incentive to take the opinion that he's not going to run well and try and beat him. Although his best effort can certainly win this grade 3, he's coming back from 3 months off and was badly beaten in a similar 2018 comeback last year at 3-5 at Gulfstream. He's an 8-year-old now. We all know where he can be found on the lead early, but there are some serious questions of condition and the ability to win off the layoff. With a vulnerable favorite, the race becomes very playable, starting with Dr. Mounty opening at 10-1. The jockey change from Boyce to Castellano is huge, no knock on Boyce, and the horse's winning effort in the similar Grade 3 Baltimore-Washington Turf Cup in September at the Smile Trip, which earned a 1-9 Equibase speed figure, beats all of these on the square if heart-to-heart doesn't show up. Another contender is White Flag, just about as probable to win as Dr. Mounty, except he's only run a mile or more a few times in his career, and none were really good efforts. On the other hand, Jose Ortiz gets on for Clement, and White Flag has only run 12 times on grass, winning 5, including a similar 100,000 stake like this one, although non-graded. That effort in the Allied Forces Stakes in 2017 earned a 108 figure, matching up with Dr. Mounty's 109 from September. And White Flag comes into the race off a win in 125,000 stakes on turf sprinting. Since we're adopting a strategy of go big or go home by trying to beat heart to heart, I'm going to use Mr. Freeze and Your Only Man on some exacta tickets and some pick 3 tickets. Mr. Freeze opens at 15-1, trying turf for the first time and coming back from nearly 4 months off. The trying turf is not an issue with all four. Other foals of his dam have had success on the turf, including some really nice horses named Capitano, who won $575,000, and Dilemma, who earned $365,000. Mr. Freeze won the West Virginia Derby last summer. He may need a race off a layoff, but if not, or even if not ready to win, but ready enough to run well, he could make a profitable exacta. Your Only Man opens at ridiculous odds at 30-1 as he's getting a jockey change to 2018 North American leading jockey, Irad Ortiz Jr. Your Only Man may appear cheap on paper as he's raced in claiming races this spring and summer, but since moving to the Vitale barn, he's run very well, second in his last two, both over the course, with 106 Equibase speed figures not far from the top horses here. In the Tropical Turf, race 9 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 12th, post 3:45 Eastern, bet Dr. Mounty and White Flag to win at 3-1 or more. Bet both if they go to post at 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work for you of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has a free Dutching tool available, among other great features, AmWager.com. I'm also going to make a token win and place bet on Mr. Freeze at 6-1 and a win place and show bet on Your Only Man at 7-1. In the exact, I'm going to box the four horses, Dr. Mounty, White Flag, Mr. Freeze, and Your Only Man. And then I'm going to play a 50-cent pick 3 here, using Dr. Mounty and White Flag in race 9, with all in race 10, a wide open maiden race, with Bellevue, Bombshell, Valedictorian, and Rose Tree. Not a cheap ticket, $44, but we're going to make a lot if we beat heart to heart. The other possible ticket is to use Dr. Mounty, White Flag, Mr. Freeze, and Your Only Man in this race, race 9, all in race 10, and then just use Bellevue and Bombshell in race 11, same price. Going on to race 11, the Marshua's River Stake, post time 4:47 Eastern, and there's a suspect favorite in this race as well, not as bad as 4-5 shot, but low odds. La Signera opens at 3-1, won a similar grade 3, the Wonder again, last June off a 2-month layoff, and in her second U.S. start, she had won one of two, a maiden race, in Europe, before a runner-up effort prior to the win, and then she finished 10th off the win before going on the bench. There's nothing to suggest she's a standout off the long layoff, particularly as the Wonder Again effort only earned a 94 figure, which is marginal at best in this field. On the other hand, Bombshell may be the most likely to win, having won nearly 4 in a row since joining the Delacour barn last July. She missed by a nose and a neck in one and won the other 3-2 on turf. For her return off less than 2 months, she gets Red Hot Saez, and the win in July came off a 4-month rest, so firing to win off a layoff is in her wheelhouse. Bellavay moved to the Pletcher Barn last fall, two races back, and off an 11-month layoff when a classified allowance at Belmont as if she'd never been away. She took 2 months off and was fourth in the similar My Charmer at Gulfstream last month, but that was in a 14-horse field, so not bad. Today she only has 7 to contend with, and she could return to the form shown right before that with a 1-5 figure, which is pretty good. Two more to consider here are Valedictorian, who has won or placed in her last 4 all routes. Two of those were minor stakes, but her win in the $150,000 all along last September was very strong, and if repeated, gives her a shot to win for the 10th time in her career. Rose Tree was 2-1 when winning easily on the main track at Gulfstream last month. She's earned $325,000 all on dirt or all weather, but has fine turf breeding and is in the care of a great trainer in Jonathan Shepherd, so she can't be ignored at 20-1 here. In the Marshalls River, race 11 at Gulfstream Post, 4:47 Eastern on Saturday, January 12th, bet Bombshell and Bellavay to win at 2-1 or more. Again, use a dutching tool when you try and bet multiple horses to win to help you maximize your profit. Exacta, Box, Bombshell, Bellavay, Valedictorian, and Rose Tree. Moving cross country to Santa Anita for a stakes race and a great maiden race. The 8th race at Santa Anita on Saturday, 1:12, is the La Cañada Post, 7:04 Eastern, 3:04 Pacific. 6:04 Eastern, 3:04 Pacific. I'll say that again. 4:04 Eastern, 7:04 Pacific, the La Cañada. And KP Wildcat ships into Santa Anita from New Mexico. She shipped in last week, actually. Put in a workout over the track to get familiar with the surface under the watchful eye of Jeff Mullins, who is now her trainer. The mare comes back from just under 2 months away and won the Albuquerque Distaff Handicap off a summer layoff in August with the second-best Echo-based speed figure of her career. KP Wildcat won another stakes the next month before a runner-up effort in October and then shortened up to a sprint in her final start of 2018 where she finished third. Chirinos, who rides almost exclusively on the Mexico circuit, comes in to ride her and has ridden her in 13 to 21 races, including 9 of her 13 wins. So she looks pretty tough here, and she likes to win. Escape Clause is another mare with excellent winning spirit. 9-for-13 record in 2018, 8-for-11 the previous year. Most of those races took place in Canada, but since coming to California in November, she's held her own. She's been on turf in those three. She moves to dirt today. When trying turf for the first time in the Catherine Crosby Stakes in her Southern California debut, 3-back, Escape Clause finished second but was awarded the win by disqualification. For third and fourth place finishes, both in graded stakes. Her last 3 efforts yielded 105, 104, and 112 figures, which are very good, transferred to the dirt here. And her best dirt effort right before that earned a 106 figure. She has every right to be in the photo on the wire. True Royalty deserves respect as well as the only graded stakes winner in the field. In August, at a mile on dirt, she won the Torrey Pines Stakes by 3 lengths. It was a 96 figure, far from the other two, but she can improve. She tried and failed when 6 in a turf sprint, stepped up to grade 2 when trying some tough sprinters at Keeneland in the Raven Run, finished 12th behind the horse that eventually won the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint, Shamrock Rose. She's coming back off a layoff, and considering the career best effort in stakes from Torrey Pines came the only time she raced in a 2-turn race on dirt, she must be considered. In the La Cañada, race 8 at Santa Anita on Saturday, January 12th, post, 7:04 Eastern, 4:04 Pacific. Bet 1 or 2 of these 3 at 5-2 or better if you can get the price. KP Wildcat, Escape Clause, and True Royalty. We're going to play some doubles now. In the 8th race, KP Wildcat, Escape Clause, and True Royalty. And in race 9, are Cha-Cha, Lauren's Lad, Incensed, Cool Green, and Baby Bear's Soup. Moving to the 9th, a wide-open race that I think is fairly profitable because there's going to be no heavy favorite. Also a race in which Tough But Nice, Storm Inside, Elwood J, and also eligible Silver Summer may all want the early lead. Our Cha-Cha gets slight preference. She won at the downhill sprint trip under Figueroa 3-back in October and has finished second in two since, so she warrants top billing. She's proven the trip, proven at the level, and in top form. Lauren's Lad moves back to the Baltus Barn after Jacobson left California in November, and the trainer made the odd choice to race her at a mile originally scheduled for turf, even off a 3-month rest. And I think that was just a workout, as Lauren's Lad pressed the pace for 7 furlongs and tired. He'd run big at the trip in June went then second, now making his second off a layoff. Shortening up that tightener could really help him. Incense has won twice down the hill, recently as June, most recently, and won his last start scheduled on turf, run on dirt. He's got a good stalking tile, good post, and Evan Roman got him relaxed in fourth early last out. So if the same tactics are employed, he could be getting first run on tiring leaders today. Maybe hang on as the deeper closers get into gear. Cool Green gets the often disadvantageous rail for this 6.5 furlong downhill trip, but won from the three post in May. And when Kent DeSormer gets on for his brother Keith, as is happening here, we must take note, it's a pretty profitable angle. Kent rode Cool Green to his maiden win 3 years ago, believe it or not, on the San Diego turf, so I would not want to leave him out as a contender. And I'm kicking myself later because he's going to be a price. Baby Bear's Soup has never raced at the trip and only twice on turf in 22 races, but he missed by a neck the last time he ran on turf, and he's in excellent form with two wins and a third in his last three. Another horse with a good post and decent odds, he rounds out a contender in the nightcap. In race 9 at San Diego, besides hopefully being live for the doubles, going to play a trifecta box. Just box the five horses up, Archa-Cha, Lauren's Lad, Incensed, Cool Bobby, and Baby Bear's Soup. Wish you the best of luck on Saturday, January 12th. Don't forget to check out our friends at AmWager, AmWager.com, and see the blog version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Star's blog. Talk to you next week.